My name is Grant Feely. I play young Luke Skywalker in the new Obi-Wan Kenobi series, and this is Young Entertainment Mag.
Great. Well, we're going to get into it. So I'm just going to ask a few questions. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. So Luke Skywalker, OMG, that is such a big deal. So we want to hear, start at the beginning, what was the audition process like for that, for such an iconic role?
The audition process was very, very long. It started out with just a normal audition that I had three auditions to do that day. I didn't think anything of it. And I guess 2 weeks later, I got a call back that lasted an hour. And then the next day, I got a call back. And then I went to Hawaii, and I was there. I was about to leave, and the Star Wars people called me like, "Hey, any chance you're gonna be in LA? We'd like to see them." And we're like, "Nah." And then turns out they wanted us there, so they flew us out from Maui to LA, and we did an in-person audition. So,
oh my gosh,
cool.
That's so fun, huh? So what was that like? You're in Hawaii. Were you at the beach or something? Or do you remember where you were when you got that call?
I think I was eating dinner.
Oh, yeah?
Dinner. I think I was eating chicken fingers.
Yeah, that's fun. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. So when you went on that audition, when you first, was it a self-tape or was it the first time was self-tape, right?
Yeah, I was self-taped. Around that time, it was COVID, so yeah. I couldn't go in person. I wouldn't be able to because I live in Alabama.
Oh, you live in Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a far way away from LA. So when you did that first self-tape, did you know what the role was for? Did you know it was for Luke Skywalker?
I did not, no. Things are very secretive with Disney. Yeah. I didn't even know the title of the production. My name on the sheet was just Boy.
Okay. So at what point did you find out it was for Luke?
When they offered me the role.
Oh, really? So they waited that whole time?
Yeah, it's very secretive.
Oh my goodness. So that actually was my next question. How long did you have to keep that role a secret for? Because you probably couldn't tell your friends and stuff.
No, I can only tell my close family. I probably had to keep it a secret for about 9 months. Oh. Yeah. Until my name came out there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So was it hard?
It was.
Yeah, I bet you probably wanted to tell everyone because it's so exciting. So
yes, very exciting.
Yeah, 9 months. Wow. So did you watch Star Wars growing up?
I did not know. I didn't watch it till after I was done filming because the director said when she offered me the part, do not watch Star Wars. We don't want you to act like the Luke in the future. We want you to act like a random kid. And so I didn't.
Oh, that is so interesting. Okay, so we know Luke as a young adult, but we've never seen Luke at this young as an age as you are. So... Oh, it looks like someone else popping in. Hold on. Let me admit them to the room. There we go. Awesome. So you don't have to tell us what, since you're probably not allowed, but will we learn anything new about this young Luke that we've never seen before?
I think a lot of stuff popped up in the original films that had no explanation or backstory. So I think in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, we get a lot of explanations and backstory just for the fans to know.
Yeah, that's really exciting. We cannot wait to see it. So what was your favorite part about playing this character?
My favorite part about playing the character is probably the connection and the experience. The connections I made were really cool, like with Joel Edgerton and just hearing all their interesting stories. And the experience was amazing. I got to go to LA for 7 weeks and have the time of my life.
So. Oh, that's so fun. Did you do anything extra fun while you were there, like go to Disneyland or anything like that since you live all the way in Alabama?
I did. Only 1 week because we had to be really quarantined. We had a helicopter tour, went to Disneyland. We did a bunch of stuff. It was really, really fun.
Oh, that is so exciting. So did you have to learn anything about Luke's story or his history to play this role? It sounds like you didn't watch the movie before and they said, we want you to have a different spin on this than the original Star Wars. But was there any history that you had to learn that was really important for this role?
No, I think they just wanted me to act as natural as possible. So they didn't really tell me anything about Luke or any characters in the series.
That's awesome. So that's so fun that you got to put a lot of your own creativity and personality into the role. That must have been really nice. So we know Luke doesn't touch a lightsaber until much later, but did you get to see a lightsaber in person on set anywhere?
I did, actually, yeah. Moses Ingram, she plays an Inquisitor. She was on set with me. We were filming something. She and I were on in the cast room, and we're just sitting there waiting for them to light up a shot. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I haven't really seen a lightsaber. That's like number one on my bucket list. And she's like, oh, well, props department takes the lightsaber away every time I get off camera. Could probably go over there and ask them about it. So we did. Me and my mom got up. We went over to the props department. We're like, hey, do you guys have any lightsabers that I could touch or anything? And like, yeah. And they got a lightsaber for me. And the 2 seconds later, it ignited red. And I was like, red's not really Luke's color. And he's like, on it. So he gets on his walkie-talkie, goes to lighting, and says, light this lightsaber blue. And a second later, it goes blue. And it turned into a photo shoot. The set photographer was there taking pictures and me in different poses. It was really cool.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. That's probably something you're going to remember for forever.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So where did Obi-Wan Kenobi film? What was it like filming on location? And what was the weather like where you were filming?
We filmed in L.A., and the location where we filmed Tatooine especially was hot, really hot. It definitely played a role in me being able to play the character because, of course, Tatooine is very hot. It has two suns. And, of course, I was in a long-sleeve tunic and a jacket. It was really hot.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine. What a trooper. So when you were working with Ewan or any of the other actors, were you able to pick up any acting tips or did they give you any?
Well, not Ewan. He gave me a lot of stories. But yeah. Joel Edgerton, I did most of my scenes with him. And this one particular day, I couldn't get the shot. And the director was trying to talk to me about it. And I wasn't understanding, and Joel's like kind of like a translator and kind of put it into my words and helped me out.
That's awesome. That's a great learning experience too. I'm sure you were fabulous. I'm sure they were all so impressed because you're so young playing such an iconic role. So that's got to be very special. I'm sure you impressed a lot of people. Do you see a Luke Skywalker spinoff in your future? Do you think that will happen?
I really hope so. I think Star Wars is one of those things that will never end. It's always having another thing, whether it be the originals, the sequels, the prequels. I think that maybe in the future I could see it, and I really hope so. So maybe.
Awesome. So what does playing this iconic role mean to you personally?
To me, it's really just a big experience, big, great experience. I've met so many people, I've formed so many relationships that I think will have a great impact in my life.
Yeah, and it probably means a lot for your acting career too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing. So are you excited for what comes next?
I am very excited. I don't know. I mean, I'd love to do something like an action movie or play young James Bond. I've always loved to do that.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I could see you doing that. That's amazing. So is there anything you want people to know about you personally or about your acting career that people might not know right now that you want to share with the world?
I guess I'm a very big Harry Potter fan.
Oh, you are?
I've read the books like 10 times over, watched the movies a lot. I think it's my favorite book series. I really like Harry Potter.
That's amazing. How fun. Thank you so much. It was so fun talking to you. You did a fantastic job and we believe in you. We're cheering you on and we cannot wait to see all the incredible work that you're going to do.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks. See you later.
See you later. Bye.